Hey, everybody, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about being a good wartime CEO.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
What does it take? What does it look like? What is it? How could it be useful to know more about this and use this framework potentially during these kind of difficult times? So first, maybe we'll break down for the listener the concept of peacetime CEO and wartime CEO. First time I heard about this was Ben Horowitz's book, The Hard Thing About Hard Things. I think he's the first one to kind of use this metaphor. I'm not sure if he stole it from somebody else. I haven't read that book in many years, but something tells me maybe not a bad book to read right now.
Definitely not.
For some people, you know, it just describes very difficult times, very difficult decisions for a CEO. But the way I remember the kind of his breakdown on wartime and peacetime, and then I want to focus on the wartime kind of metaphor, is that he basically describes, hey, there's different phases a company can go through. And during peacetime for a company, it means the company is not under any direct threat by a competitor, by industry, by markets, by whatever. And it is growing and it's prospering. And so it's a time where you as a CEO, you have to manage that growth, that prosperity. You have to stimulate creativity. And he was describing how for a long time, Google was in peacetime, right? Not under a really aggressive attack of competition, all that. And then, you know, and there's a very different mindset and leadership style that's required during peacetime as a CEO versus wartime. And wartime is the exact opposite. Your company is under direct threat, either by a competitor, by an innovation, technology, industry, market, economy, or like we are probably right now, the entire world is on fire. We're in a global pandemic, and that might create a ton of economic attacks to the, you know, lifeblood of your business. So a lot of companies are under some level of a threat right now. You know, will we survive this time? How will we survive this time? And wartime CEOs have to be very different in the way they think, they manage, and they kind of lead their troops during this time. So I'd die to hear your thoughts on this, even on this like peacetime, wartime framework. Do you like it? Do you hate it? And then let's maybe unpack a little bit about like what it takes to be an effective CEO during these times that maybe is different from others.
I am actually a big fan of the framework. I have a build on it, and it's kind of interesting. So I don't think there's such thing as peacetime CEO.
Okay.
I think that's like the conclusion I have come to when I think about that analogy and that content and that way of thinking about it. The reason I would say that is because if you think about tech, which I'm sure a bunch of people who listen are in, maybe not, just kidding. Definitely so. And some people might not be in. And you think about it. And this analogy applies if there is any peace to be had in a business. And in a business, I mean, most of the time, you're not trying to like be peaceful. You're not sitting there having no competition. You're not sitting there, everything being fine and okay. And so I think a wartime attitude is important all the time. That being said, a big caveat, the way that the wartime and peacetime has been like described, it's kind of like in wartime, anything goes. Your level of patience as an executive should be lower, things like that. Mm. And I'm not like, I get it. But then you're almost like asking for like tyrant mentality. In a way?
Yeah, I think it depends.
And so to me, it's tough to even say, hey, it's never peacetime.
Mm. So I like that because there's definitely truth. It seems to me that there's truth in that it's just a question of awareness or maybe a question of severity of the attack, right? Sometimes you might not know. We all know kind of the famous book, Only the Paranoid Survive, and kind of all the stories from Bill Gates back in the day that was just always in a paranoid state that some small startup in some garage is going to kill Microsoft, right? So there's something to that even when you think there's no attack on your business and things are going beautifully well, there's probably there is an attack somewhere. There's a threat somewhere, right? You're just not seeing and feeling it yet, right? It might be years away from you, or it might just be around the corner. You're just not aware of it. So in that sense, I think that you are absolutely right. I think the part of it that's about like style, right? During wartime, you know, you are going to work less to figure out consensus and get buy-in. Like you have to make the idea in general is like, think about it as a captain of a ship, and now you're in a storm. And in a storm, you will have less time to make decisions. Hence, you need more of a military style. We discuss the options. I make the call, you go and execute. Versus if it was beautiful weather, you know, we might not have to have the discussion, the decision making, and the execution done in 5 minutes, right? With very limited.
But why not?
Very limited conversation. I think that the reason why not is that the threat of life and death isn't there, which gives you more time to explore, because the risk of